Hallelujah for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Glory to God. Welcome to your one-stop devotional and inspirational podcast channel. This is Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. From my time zone, it's good morning in Jesus' name. God bless you and thanks for connecting. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 41. Bible says, there's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. Hallelujah. Child of God, we all have customized glories. Glory that fits into what God has designed us originally to be. Every one of us have a purpose and a glory. When you consider what we read in the scriptures, there's the glory of the sun, the stars, and the moon. All differ from each other in glory, and they all have a purpose and assignment. Strangely, child of God, a glory can be stolen, a glory can be destroyed, a glory can be buried, a glory can be terminated, and a glory can be taken away. Some forces of darkness have been devised to prematurely bury man and his potentials, even before his day of glory. There's what we call glory killers, and they are what we call glory activators. Child of God, we read in the first book of Samuel, the son of Phinehas, a priest at the biblical shrine of Shiloh, who was born on the day that the Israelites' Ark of God was taken into Philistine captivity. His mother went into labor due to the shock of hearing that her husband and Eli, her father-in-law, had died and the Ark had been captured. She called the newborn child Ichabod, implying the glory of God had departed. I pray for you, your glory will not depart in the mighty name of Jesus. I repeat, your glory will not depart in the name of Jesus. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verses 6 through 30, you study and you begin to see Saul tried to terminate David, mainly because he saw him as a potential threat to his throne. Likewise, Joseph, who was almost buried by his envious brothers because they perceived he was preferred above them all. Every form of witchcraft, every form of envy, every form of jealousy over your glory, I command today, let them be destroyed. Be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I pray, child of God, on your day of glory, you will not be missing in Jesus' name. The glory of your today will be better than the glory of your yesterday. The glory of your tomorrow will be greater and brighter, better than that of today in the name of Jesus. The glory of your destiny will never be caged in the name of Jesus. The glory of your family will rise and shine in the name of Jesus. Child of God, today I need you to say this with me and say it very loud. My glory will not be buried in the name of Jesus. Repeat it. My glory will not be buried in the name of Jesus. Can you shout a big amen to that? Amen. Listen to me. There are enemies like friends who see you as a potential threat in that place of work, in the family, in your college, in your business, in the labor of your hand. May heaven separate you from such in the mighty name of Jesus. Even Jesse forgot his son David, but God announced him. May heaven announce the manifestation of your glory in Jesus' name. Hear me. Herod tried to bury the glory of Jesus at infancy. Pharaoh tried to bury the glory of Moses at infancy. Haman tried to bury the glory of Mordecai and that of the Jews. The glory of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were almost wasted, but for the fourth man in the fire that came to their rescue. Joseph's glory was almost terminated, dumped in a pit, sold to slavery, falsely accused, and incarcerated in prison. But hear this, the more they tried to waste him, the more heaven lifted him up. May you be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Your glory will not be buried in the name of Jesus. I say your glory will not be buried in the name of Jesus. Child of God, I have just a simple prayer by faith which we connect with today. Say this simple prayer and say it loud and clear. Let us go. Jesus Christ, supervise the manifestation of my glory. Protect me from all evil. Cover me with your blood and let my glory shine in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Child of God, I decree that it is settled in Jesus' name. Amen. Kindly visit our website, www.hallelujaheveryday.org, and drop your comment, your prayer request, or make inquiries. From that website, you can also find out how you can be part of this evangelism project. A VIP recognition goes to all celebrants born or married on this date in history. Congratulations to those having their wedding anniversary on this date, and happy birthday to those born on this date in Jesus' name. God bless you, God lift you, God favor you, God give you honor in the name of Jesus. Child of God, please keep sharing our podcast messages with as many as possible. When you do so, you are blessing them. The good news is that it's shared all around the world, all because of your effort, network of friends and family. Child of God, someone somewhere is waiting to be blessed with this podcast message today. Don't keep it to yourself. Spread the good word. I pray the covenant blessings of God in this podcast will make room for you in Jesus' name. Remember, we never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback and input. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.